impact of effective microorganisms on the activity of cesium-137 in soil from the exclusion zone of Chernobyl NPP.
Thank you. First, I would like to thank the organizers of the inviting us to the ICCF21 conference. I will be presenting the result of our investigations concerning the impact of effective microorganisms on the activity of cesium-137 in the soil. Nuclear accidents are largely undesirable, but potential events in the process of operation nuclear power plants. Fukushima, Chernobyl, and other accidents have caused huge areas to be contaminated with radioactive isotopes. One of the most important and challenging tasks following such accidents is the decontamination of man-made radionuclides in the soil. Current methods of decontamination are expensive and ineffective for large areas. Therefore, it is important to find innovative technology to clean contaminated areas. This is one of the important issues being examined in the research institute where I am working, in the Institute of Radiobiology of National Academy of Science of Belarus. My radioecology laboratory is engaged in the study of radioisotopes in ecosystems. The main tasks on the laboratory are the analysis of the migration of Chernobyl-released radionuclides and their transfer in food chains, an assessment of the exposure to the biotin humans, to ionizing radiation, to development of methods to reduce the bioavailability of pollutants, and the remediation of the territories disturbed by the accidents. Since 1996, IRB has been cooperated with EM research organization, EMRO, in Japan, to find new methods to remediate territories contaminated by radionuclides. Together, we are investigating the potential of effective microorganisms, EM, to reduce the contamination of crops by man-made radioisotopes. EM is a people-friendly and environmentally safe microbial product, what achieves synergetic effect by combining beneficial microorganisms what exist in nature, such as lactic acid bacteria, yeast, and phototrophic bacteria. EM was originally developed by Professor Tiro Higa to improve soil in 1982. Following multiplied studies, EM has now been used in numerous fields, including sustainable agriculture, animal husbandry, and environmental conservation for over 25 years. EM is distributed in more than 100 countries all over the world. For soil application, EM has been prepared in two forms, a liquid form as an EM solution and a solid form as EM bokashi. EM solution is prepared by mixing EM with sugar cane molasses and water. EM bokashi is anaerobic fermentation product made with solid agricultural products such as wheat bran inoculated with EM. We have conducted various laboratory and field experiments on the effects of EM application on reducing the transfer of radioactive cesium and strontium from soil into crops. Here we will introduce some of our research results which lead us to unexpected conclusion. The slide on the left shows what EM and EM bokashi reduced the transfer of cesium-137 in barley in a field experiment. The slide on the right shows what EM reduces the transfer of strontium-90 into various vegetables. Following the laboratory and field experiments, we organized a field test on a state farm. We sprayed the above-the-ground parts of the corn and soil with activated EM at different concentrations. The slide on the left shows what corn grain productivity increase after the EM application. Also, EM reduces the radioactive cesium in the green mass and the corn seeds, as shown in the right slide. In the study, we found another interesting result, a comparison of the contamination level of cesium-137 in the soil before and after spraying the EM, showed a significant decrease in the amount of radioactive cesium. In other words, the application of EM decreased the cesium concentration in the soil. In particular, the reduction level of the radioactive cesium in the plot sprayed with EM in dilution 1 to 500 and 1 to 250 were significant. We were skeptical and believed what EM can promote the vertical migration of cesium downward into the deeper layer of the soil because they contain organic acid. Cesium is more mobile under the low pH. To prove this hypothesis, we performed a laboratory experiment to determine if washing soil with EM promotes the vertical migration of radioactive cesium. A contaminated soil was placed in the column and a solution was repeatedly passed through the column. The solution used were water as control, acetic acid and 1% and 10% diluted EM. We thought what relatively low pH of EM might be involved in promoting cesium migration cells. For it, we add acetic acid for comparison. Then with cesium-137, activity was measured in the filtrate what passed through the column. As expected, washing the soil with the low pH acetic acid greatly increased the cesium-137 in the filtrate, as shown in the figure. The 1% diluted EM extracted cesium to the same extent as the water. For the 10% EM dilution, the cesium-137 activity in the filtrate increased more than twice than of water. And after the experiment, we measured the activity of the cesium-137 remaining in the soil samples, and unexpected results were obtained. Because cesium-137 was extracted the most by the acetic acid, the reduction of the cesium-137 activity was expected to be the highest in the soil treated with acetic acid. However, the lowest concentration of cesium was found in the soil treated with EM. This is difficult for us to explain. Therefore, additional experiments were needed to examine the effect of EM on the rate of cesium-137 radioactive decay. And this experiment, the aim of our study was in this study, a laboratory experiment was conducted to evaluate the impact of EM and EM bakasha on the rate of radioactive cesium decay in soil samples under normal condition. Soft-pazolic soil from the Chernobyl exclusion zone with a cesium-137 activity of approximately 10 kilobecquerel per kilogram was used in this experiment. This contaminated soil was placed in 100 milliliter container and mixed with different concentration of EM or EM bakasha. In addition, different exposure periods to the experiment treatments were set for 6 months, 12 months, and 18 months. The soil was maintained at room temperature under the natural light conditions. The cesium-137 activity was measured before and after the period of the experiment. A gamma spectrometric complex camera with a coaxial germanium detector was used for the measurements. Here you can see the various treatments in the experiment. There are three types of control: dry soil, wet soil with addition of water only, and wet soil with addition of water, molasses, and wheat bran as organic matter. The experimental treatments were 1%, 5%, and 10% EM with molasses, as well as 1%, 5%, and 10% EM bakasha. We also set up treatment with EM without molasses. Using the measured activity of cesium-137, the reduction rates of the radioactive cesium and the 95 confidence intervals for each treatment during the different experimental periods were calculated. For the data analysis, a one-sided student test was used to compare the theoretical value of the cesium-137 radioactive decay and the reduction rate for each treatment in the different experimental periods. Now I will explain the results. This table shows the activity of cesium-137 for each treatment at the beginning and the end of experiment during the 6, 12, and 18 months exposure periods. The activity of cesium-137 in the beginning of the experiment was in the range of 692-929 becquerel, even with carefully mixing the soil. However, there were some variability in the activity in the samples. comparison the activity of cesium-137 between at the beginning and at the end of the experiment for each sample. We calculated the reduction rate of cesium activity for the treatment during the 6, 12, and 18 months experimental periods. On the next slides, I will show the results. This figure shows the reduction rate of radioactive cesium for each treatment after 6 months in the exposure experiment. The red line indicates the theoretical decay rate of cesium-137 for 6 months due to radioactive decay, which is 1.1% because the half-life of cesium is slightly more than 30 years. The reduction rates in the control groups, the dry soil and wet soil, were nearly the same as the theoretical decay rate. In all the other treatment groups, the rates were higher than the theoretical decay rate. In particular, a significant difference was detected in the wet soil with organic matter in the 5% and 10% EM, and in the 1%, 5% and 10% EM Akash treatments. The difference between these treatments and the theoretical decay rate was 1%, 3%, 3%. This figure shows the reduction rate after 12 months of the exposure experiment. The theoretical decay rate of cesium-137 is 2.3. The actual reduction rates were higher than the theoretical decay rate for all treatments except dry soil and wet soil treatments. In addition, there were a significant difference in the reduction rates for the wet soil with organic matter, the 1% EM and the 1% and 5% EM Akasha with organic matter. The difference is significant with theoretical decay rate. The difference between these treatments and the theoretical decay rate was 1.3, 3.7%. Next, the figure shows the reduction rate after 18 months of the exposure experiment. The theoretical decay rate of cesium-137 is 3.4%. The 1% EM and 1% and 5% EM Akasha treatment had a significantly higher reduction rate than the theoretical decay rate. The difference between these treatments and the theoretical decay rate is 1.2, 1.4%. So, in the 6, 12, and 18 months exposure experiments, the 1% and 5% EM Akasha treatments always had significantly higher reduction rate than the theoretical decay rate. While not consistent, the 1% EM had a significantly higher reduction rate for 12 months and 18 months exposure experiment. Therefore, the addition of EM and EM Akasha to soil appears to have an impact on the radioactive decay rate. The physical half-life of radionuclides is known to be very stable. Therefore, this observation is contradict to the current understanding of radionuclides. However, the similar results have been confirmed not only at our institute, but also in Fukushima in Japan. As a part of the discussion, we will show some results of field and laboratory experiment in Fukushima, Japan, on the next two slides. The Takizawa Dairy Farm in Minami Soma City in Fukushima, which verified the suppression of radioactive cesium transfer to grass by EM treatments of manure compost, also demonstrated was the radioactive cesium concentration in the soil decreased more in the triaged area than in adjoining area using chemical fertilizers. This is shown in the left figure. There are additional data from two-party fields using EM treatments. One is a long-term EM utilization party field in Kariyama City, which has used EM treatments for 20 years. The second is short-term EM utilization party field in Miyakoji Town, which started using EM treatment in 2013. The figure on the right shows the radioactive cesium in the soil in both patches compared to the physical decay value. You can see the tendency of the decrease in the long-term EM party from 2013. In 2016, it was 47% lower than the physical decay value. In Fukushima, a similar laboratory experiment done by our institute was conducted. This figure shows the result of the experiment conducted to evaluate the impact of EM on the radioactive cesium activity under controlled condition in Fukushima in the 690 days after the experiment. The reduction of the cesium-137 activity in the soil treated with EM with molasses was confirmed to be more than the theoretical decay value. Based on the research result we obtained at our institute and the data confirmed in Fukushima, it appears that the effective microorganism accelerate radioactive cesium decay. Even so, there are few studies of this nature. It has been reported that microorganisms have such effect. There have been several exceptional result reports. One report researched by Professor Reis indicate what low frequency electromagnetic field could accelerate the beta decay of cesium-137. Is there a system of living organisms that generate low frequency electromagnetic fields? It is possible that the photosynthetic apparatus in photosynthetic bacteria cells may generate such fields. One hypothesis is what the oscillation of the ionic gradients on the membranes of the photosynthetic apparatus in bacteria generates a local low-frequency electromagnetic field, which accelerates the rate of radioactive decay of cesium-137. In previous presentation, Dr. Vysotsky has indicated that microorganisms can accelerate the radioactive decay rate. He observed an increased decay rate of cesium-137 in experiments with an MST under the presence of different additional salts. And propose his explanation of this phenomenon. In any case, in view of the magnitude of these findings with respect to mitigating radioactive disaster, we should remain open to all possibilities. In conclusion, based on the laboratory experiments and field studies described above, it is likely that the application of effective microorganisms to soil accelerates the radioactive decay of cesium-137. However, further research is needed to understand the impact of effective microorganisms on the activity of cesium-137. Thank you for your attention.
Okay, we've now got 3 minutes for questions for lunch, for photo questions.
Did you say you used germanium detectors to measure activity?
Yes, from Canberra.
Okay, well, you should really use sodium iodide detectors, well type, to measure activity because germanium is not very sensitive. So what you need is the well type sodium iodide detectors.
We have soil iodine detectors too, but I prefer germanium detector.
It's much less sensitive. So why would you use a much less sensitive detector? You know, it's high resolution, but you don't need resolution. What you need is just activity. That's just a suggestion.
I don't agree with you, with my experience.
Yes, I'm wondering if you are aware of any studies that have been done of the ionization of cesium-137. And if those study prolonged ionization, let's say over, where you ionize those atoms over a period of, let's say, several months, and does that have any effect on the beta minus decay? Sorry. Are you aware of any of studies about the ionization effect of beta decay on cesium? No. Okay. All right. Thank you.
My question is about the measurement process.
What process?
Over here.
Yeah, here. Can you hear me? Yeah. How did you measure the samples for a long time? You have to change the samples at one time and then came back to the other time you put another sample. So how could you recover the geometry very close to the original?
We put samples in the containers, measure first time. At the period of experiment, we add microbes to activity of cesium in the same container, not extract the samples from the container.
You are staying in the same place for example, 1 year or 2 years?
In the same place, only we measure in another room and...
But you remove the detectors?
Not remove detectors.
So your detector and samples are always stay same position?
I understand. We remove sample from the detector for 1 year, and after the 1 year we put it.
But how accurately do you recover the position?
Well, we try to on the center of the detector.
Did anyone ever do DNA testing of these microbes before and after the experiment?
Thank you. Not we don't. Didn't.
Okay. Are samples like that available